Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Circle Services. My name is Joe. How can I help you?
Hi there. I had a special appointment between 11 and 3 today, and it's 4 o'clock. I haven't heard from the customer.
All right, ma'am. I can barely hear you, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on one second.
Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Is that better? Okay, great. I had an appointment between 11 and 3 today, and I haven't heard from the technician.
All right. All right, what is your phone number, ma'am?
404-510-5091.
All right. For Rosa Scott. All right, Ms. Scott, verify the address for me, please.
25 5E Chase Lane, Jonesboro, 30236.
All right, thank you for that. All right, ma'am. So, ma'am, no one came today.
No.
Okay, it says no damage. I don't know what that means.
Hold on one second, okay? Hello?
Yes.
Did the technician come, the plumber come today?
No.
Are you there, Circa?
Yes, I'm here, ma'am.
Okay, so no, he didn't come today.
All right, give me one moment. Okay, ma'am, because it says no damage. Let me.
Well, I don't know where he went to, but he didn't come to the house.
No, nobody came over here.
All right, let's see here.
All right, you can hang up, Danae, if you need to go.
Okay.
Ma'am, okay, let me, you know, I'm all wrong. Okay. This is for Rosa Scott. Let's see. Yeah, as a matter of fact, ma'am, it looks like he's at the customer's house before you. According to his
So my appointment was from 11 to 3. Nobody gave me a courtesy call. So by the time he shows up at my house at 5 or 6, the warehouse is closed. So what's the point of him coming?
What warehouse, ma'am?
Oh, every time a technician comes out, they have to go to a warehouse and order parts.
Oh, I don't know anything about that, ma'am. But it looks like, ma'am, he's at the house before yours, ma'am. Now, I don't know if you have to order parts or not, but it looks like he's at the house before yours.
Okay. Can we get an ETA? Can I get a supervisor? What do I need to do?
I mean, I can't give you an ETA, ma'am, because I don't know how long he's going to be at the customer's house before yours.
Okay, so how long is he scheduled to work? Because I don't want to hear any bullshit about he gets off at 5 o'clock and he's not coming.
Ma'am, I don't know, and please, there's no point in using that language, ma'am.
Okay,
I know
can
you're
I have
upset.
A supervisor, please?
Okay.
I'm very upset.
And I know you're upset.
I would like a supervisor.
And I can understand your frustration, ma'am. But, I mean, if I could give you more information, ma'am, I could. I don't have his phone number. Did he call you with a time frame? Because not it's not
no even, matter of fact, I got a text yesterday to confirm the appointment. No time at all. Then somebody called me from God knows where around 12 o'clock telling me that my technician is supposed to be there between 11 and 3, and now it's 4:15 and I still haven't heard anything.
All right, ma'am, I will get you transferred over to a supervisor. Hold on one moment. You said it's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yes. And I got that call at 12.
All right, give me one moment. All right, ma'am, is there anything else I can do for you before I get you transferred over to a supervisor?
No.
All right, well, thank you for calling Circle Services and hold for the supervisor.